We're celebrating you this morning on Wake Up With Hope.
Join us as we share the love of Jesus and His transforming grace. We have music. We'll be talking with Ronnie Mills, and Pastor Mark Finley joins us for a devotional.
Plus, the doctor's in this morning with practical tips. Stay with us. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope on a Friday. You know, we can't wait to kick off today's program.
And today we're celebrating you, friends. It's International Day of Awesomeness.
Yes.
And we get to celebrate people all around the world, whether you're big or small, black, brown, or white, have different skills and talents. You are awesome.
That's right. And what a great day to celebrate. You know, no matter what the world thinks of you, you are awesome. And God loves you unconditionally. You are an amazing person in His sight. You're unique. And Jesus, He gave it all just for you.
So as you get on with your day and weekend, remember that you are awesome. You are God's precious child, and He loves you. And most of all, He longs for you to love Him back as you realize His amazing and awesome love for you.
That's right. You know, we have so much in store for you today. But first, let's start by taking a look back at what happened on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1876, the first discernible speech was transmitted over a telephone system when inventor Alexander Graham Bell summoned his assistant in another room by saying, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want you." Bell had received a comprehensive telephone patent just 3 days before. The invention of the telephone was an amazing one, and today, most of the world has a cell phone they use regularly to talk with their loved ones and conduct business. As this is normal in the world in which we live, we can hardly imagine a time of no telephones.
Alexander Graham Bell was fascinated with sound, which is what ultimately led him to develop the telephone. And we have to agree that sounds are fascinating. We have the birds chirping, the sound of rain, the cool ocean waves. But what about people who are deaf and cannot hear these sounds? Well, God has provided other senses too. Sight, touch, smell, taste. Our Creator is so amazing that He provides for our every need. He's given us His nature and this beautiful world for us to explore and learn more of Him and His love. So friends, spend time in God's nature book this week, using your different senses, and take in different lessons about our Creator. Ask Him to guide you. And as you go on your day, send us a message on our Facebook page and let us know what you discover.
In a world full of sickness and pain, God has a promise of healing in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will heal their land." Enjoy as Taylor Fa'au sings now about this wonderful promise.
Turn from the way. which are called by my name, and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive, and will forgive their sins and heal their
Coming up right after this short break, Ronnie Mills will be here to share exciting Hope Channel updates with us.
And don't forget, if you're enjoying today's show, share with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more.
And check out our YouTube channel, friends. Simply search for Wake Up with Hope and subscribe to keep up with each one of our episodes. But first, we have doctor's orders.
We don't need to go down that aisle.
But there might be cookies or candy or something that we really need.
But there's no cookies or candy on my shopping list.
Well, just because it's not on the shopping list doesn't mean we shouldn't buy it, does it?
Did you know that 40% of food in America gets thrown away because people overbuy?
Oh, look at this caramel peanut crunch. We really need this.
You're not even listening to me. How much is it?
Well, it's only $6.60.
$6.60? We can't afford that. Besides, it's full of fat, sugar, and salt, so we don't need it.
But everything in our basket is so boring.
It won't be boring once we've cooked it nicely and we're hungry. And besides, there's a bonus.
Oh, what's that?
We'll enjoy healthy home-cooked food and be able to pay all the bills.
You sound just like my mother.
Oh, thank you. You know there's a law when it comes to grocery shopping?
And what's that?
Don't go shopping on an empty stomach.
Is that why I want to buy everything in the store, like Bobo's oat bars?
Probably is. You'll spend less if you plan more. Doctor's orders.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We are enjoying spending time with you.
Yes, we are. And right now, Ronnie Mills from our very own Hope Channel is back with us today to share some great news with us. I can't wait to see what Ronnie has to share today. Ronnie?
And I'm thrilled to have as my guest this morning the new Senior Director of Linear Distribution, Chan-Ming Chung. Chan-Ming, welcome to Wake Up with Hope.
Thank you, Ronnie.
You've got a big fancy title. What are some of your duties?
My duty is simple. It's not really my duty, it's our team duty. I work with our team members together. We really try to reach out to people with better program. Better program doesn't mean that better quality of, not really about like a technological quality, but we really would like to reach out to the people with our programs. So through the program, we always think about how we can really share the gospel message in a better way with our Hope Channel programs. That's our core duty, I'd say.
Wow. And what role do you see Hope Channel fulfilling in preparing people for the soon coming of Christ?
That's a good question. I remember one comment about the Bible. Someone said that if we squeeze the Bible really hard, what we can get from the Bible, just one drop of blood from the cross, from the Jesus Christ. That blood is not really a horrible thing because that blood tells you about His care, His love, and His redemption. So our dream is simple about Hope Channel. We really hope that, we pray that Hope Channel will become like that. If we squeeze all the Hope Channel programs together, we can get that one drop of blood that we can share with our viewers together.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
What miracles in the past have you seen God do through media?
Yeah, I have many stories, but if I bring only one, I used to work for Hope Channel Middle East and North Africa. One young Middle Eastern man who he still lives there, and then the country is very restricted, and then a war-torn country. And then he happened to encounter the gospel message through the Hope Channel Middle East and North Africa program. And then he decided to follow the Jesus. And he really contacted us, and he says, I'd like to study Bible more, and I'd like to be baptized. But unfortunately, he couldn't come out, and we couldn't get in. And then also pandemic came, so we couldn't do a lot of things for him. And then we were all anxious in really prayer. And one day, he just contacted us, you know, I cannot go, or I cannot be baptized now, but I don't want to just sit here. So what he did, amazingly, he created his own Bible study group with his own people. So, of course, the baptism was not there yet, but discipleship was still there. So it was really miraculous story, amazing moment for everybody. So our team members in the Middle East and North Africa, we say that, okay, this is our reward for our effort.
Amen, amen. And what can our viewers do to help Hope Channel achieve this mission?
Absolutely. You know, I want our viewers to believe that really there are people there, out there, who are waiting for the gospel message through Hope Channel. Then I want our viewers to pray for that ministry, believing that ministry, but at the same time, in order to create better program and then to reach out to more people around the world and around us, we need also practical support, including financial support as well.
Amen. Well, Chairman, thank you for joining us today on Wake Up with Hope. Also, thank you for joining us today. Make your number one resolution to join the impact movement of Hope Channel. Calling your donation today at 1-888-446-7388. That's 1-888-446-7388. Or donate online at hopetv.org/donate. That's hopetv.org/donate. Thanks for your support.
Thank you, Ronnie. Well, we have to take a short break now, but stay with us.
After the break, we will have today's devotional thought by Pastor Mark Finley. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for staying with us.
It's now time for our devotional thought by Pastor Mark Finley.
Proverbs shoots an arrow from the Lord's quiver directly into the target of our hearts. When you read Proverbs, you are moved by its straightforward teaching and its wise counsel. Here in Proverbs 20, verse 23, Solomon gives us an appeal to honesty. He says, "Diverse weights are an abomination to the Lord, and a false balance is not good." What's that talking about? Well, let's go back to the Middle East again. Let's suppose that I'm going to buy a very precious spice, but the seller of that spice will need to weigh it out. So you have these balance scales. He puts weights on one side. Let's suppose he puts 12 ounces on this side. Then he's supposed to put 12 ounces of spice on this side so they're even. But what if the weights on this side are not 12 ounces, but what if they're 10 ounces? But he tells me they're 12. So he saves on the precious spice 2 ounces each time to make a profit. So the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 20, diverse weights are an abomination to the Lord. A false balance is not good. Proverbs appeals for honesty and integrity in all that we do. The story of Captain Joseph Bates is the story of a man that had amazing honesty, amazing integrity. God longs for us to live with integrity, longs for us to live with honesty. Joseph Bates had sold on one occasion quite a bit of cargo down in the Caribbean when he was traveling in the Caribbean. And he sold this cargo to a tribal chief there. Bates left in the boat to travel back home, and he recognized that the tribal chief had overpaid him. Bates had spent many, many years in the sea as a sea captain. So what was he to do? he recognizes that he's been overpaid. He's sailing away. This is in the 19th century. And he decides to turn the boat back, to go the boat around, to go back to pay this man's fee back to him. And the chief is just amazed. This is why Joseph Bates established so many positive relationships every place he went. Because Joseph Bates, one of the early Seventh-day Adventist leaders, was a man of integrity. He was a man of honesty. He was a man that paid debts on his ships. He paid his crew a just wage. On one occasion, Joseph Bates had a dream. And he dreamed that God wanted him to go to Battle Creek, Michigan. John F. Loughborough, another Adventist pioneer, tells the account. He says that Joseph Bates has this strong impression from a dream. It prompts him to change his travel plans and to go to Battle Creek in 1852. Now, there were no known Adventists that were going to live there. So Joseph Bates comes to inquire of the postmaster. As he comes to the postmaster, he says to the postmaster, who is the most honest man in this town, the man that has most integrity? The postmaster says to Joseph Bates, well, I can tell you the man. It's David Hewitt. And so Joseph Bates goes to the home of David Hewitt early in the morning, knocks on the door. Mr. Hewitt, yes, I understand that you are the most honest man in town. Hewitt says, well, some people might say that. And he said, I have something I want to share with you. Can I come into your home and study the Bible? So they study together. And they study on the Bible Sabbath. Bates had accepted the Sabbath. And the Hewitts accepted after one day of Bible study. So they study the prophecies of Daniel, the prophecies of Revelation. And Hewitt invites his neighbors to come in. And this small band of believers found at that place in Battle Creek began to meet in Hewitt's home. And it was there in 1853 that two more founders of the Adventist Church, James and Ellen White, along with Loughborough, meet with these believers in their first visit to Battle Creek. The arrival of these workers just thrilled, just absolutely thrilled these new early Adventists there. But what was it that caused Joseph Bates to go looking for David Hewitt? It was Bates' own honesty. It was Bates' own integrity. It was the fact that Joseph Bates was a man of character, and he wanted to find somebody else that was a person of character that he could witness to. This idea of honesty, this idea of integrity, this idea of character is found here in the book of Proverbs, where it says, diverse weights are an abomination to the Lord, a false balance is not good. In other words, live a life of honesty. Live a life of integrity. Live a life in which your character is the most important thing in your life. You know, my father taught me this from a very, very young age. One day, Dad and I were walking home from church. By this time, I was about 17. I had become a Seventh-day Adventist. And as we were walking home from church that particular day, it was a fall day in New England where I lived, was born and brought up in the state of Connecticut. The leaves had fallen off the tree, so quite a few leaves on the sidewalk, and Dad kicked a few leaves and he saw an envelope there. Now, we didn't have a lot of money in those days at all. And Dad saw that envelope. He picked it up, and as he looked at that envelope, there was maybe $150 or $160 in cash in the envelope. Dad looked and he knew immediately what had happened. On Friday, in our town, in the mills, we had a mill town. On Friday in those towns, people got paid. And Dad knew somebody had gotten paid. No name on the envelope at all. No way of identifying it. And I'm looking at this money. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 90, $100, 110, 20, 30, $150. And I knew that Dad was working a couple jobs. I knew that we didn't have much money. And I thought, man, this is wonderful. And Dad looks at me and said, you know, Mark, somebody lost this money. And I know that they're going to be really sad. We've got to find that person. So Dad goes down to the police station. He said, look, I found this envelope filled with money. And ours was a very close town, a small community. And he said, I'm going to leave this envelope here. Dad left it there. And then we discovered that the person found that they had lost the money. They went to the police, and the police gave them back the money. But here's the end of that story. Years later, 30 years later, I'm the speaker of It Is Written Television. People see my name, Mark Finley, and they say, wait a minute. There was a Finley that the police said turned in this money. We didn't know where he lived. They wouldn't give us his address because it was confidential. I wonder if this Mark Finley has anything to do with this James Finley who turned in the money. And so we get a call at It Is Written Television. 30 years later, Pastor Mark, we're watching you on television. And was it your father that turned in the money? Indeed it was. And I think of Psalm 66, verse 2 and 3. Sing out honor to the name of God. This couple had a deeper relationship with Jesus because they made that linkage of what Dad did those years before. Honesty, integrity makes a major difference. Walk into your day today determined by the grace of God to live an integrity life, a life filled with integrity.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mark. What a timely message.
And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope. And if you would like to learn more about our program, rewatch a segment during the weekend, or share us with a friend, please visit hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we look forward to starting the week with you. So don't forget to join us right here on Monday, same time, same place. We will have an inspiring message from Voice of Prophecy, a delicious pumpkin soup recipe, and the Health Connection will be back. We can't wait to see you.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more about the Bible, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, that's hope.study. Take some time this weekend to visit.
That's right. Well, we can't leave without sharing a Bible promise. And today's promise is found in John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13.
It says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God.
You know, friends, receive Jesus today and truly become a child of the living God as you're born again and transformed.
Amen. We wish you a happy weekend as you delight in the Lord.
Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, today, at this point in time, right now, we wholeheartedly receive Jesus into our hearts. As the song says, Lord, into my heart, come into my heart. And as we receive Jesus, we know that we receive power. And so, Lord, we embrace you today. Remain in us, that we would continuously be filled with power and hope. In Jesus' name, amen.